Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Blackhawks scored first and led for much of the first half of this game before Madison took over in the middle stages of the second period, and a Friday night game in Madison goes to the Capitals by the final of 5-2. It's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Waterloo with the game's opening goal not quite 5 minutes into the first period. Deering goes into the right corner, back to Compton, right point. Dylan Compton shooting into traffic. He scores! Here come the Hawks. Lots of bodies between Compton at the top of the right wing circle and the netminder Berzinch. I'm not certain what he saw, and I'm not certain if that one deflected once or more, but the puck does find its way in, and the Waterloo Blackhawks take a 1-0 lead. First goal in the USHL for Dylan Compton, assisted by Grady Deering and Griffin Erdman. The Blackhawks up 1-0 at 4:21. It would remain 1-0 until nearly the 8-minute mark of the second period. It was at 7:59 when Charlie Michaud scored from a similar spot, a puck that he was handling near the top of the right wing circle, sent it toward the net. Looked like it was going to go wide, but then suddenly the puck changed speeds and was fluttering, went over the left shoulder of Calvin Vachon, and in the goal was credited to Michaud. So if it was in fact redirected, it was off of a Blackhawk defender. Michaud assisted by Rainer's Rullers for the equalizer at 7:59. The Capitals went to their first power play and went ahead with a power play conversion at 10:50 of the second period. Andrew Kuzma blasting in a one-timer from the right wing circle, the first of his 4 points in this game. Kuzma assisted at 10:50 by Chris Delaney, as well as an assist to Jack Henry, making it Madison 2, Waterloo 1. And then it was Kuzma again at 18:16 of the second period on a mistake in the Blackhawks zone with a Capital player coming up the ice, a couple of Blackhawk defenders, and it not clear who was going to get the puck. Calvin Vachon poked it away from the group, but Kuzma was there to pick it up next and blasted a chance into the net from the edge of the left wing circle. Kuzma's second of the night, unassisted, scored at 18:16 of the second period, making it a 3-1 Madison lead. The Capitals would have a multi-goal lead most of the rest of the way. Most, but not quite all, thanks to a miscue by the Capitals early in the third period. Hawks win a draw and dump it in. Berzinch playing it behind the net, puts it in front, inadvertently, and Deering scores into a wide-open goal. That one was riding the rail up behind the Capitals' net. Berzinch tried to knock it down. It went right out between the circles, and before Berzinch could scramble from behind the goal back into the crease, Grady Deering knocked it through between the posts into the open goal, and here come the Hawks 22 seconds into the third period.
Deering with his 13th of the season. It was assisted by Jaden Kerr at the 22-second mark of the second period, and the Hawks were back within one, but they wouldn't remain within a goal for long because the Capitals struck again at 2:07 of the third period, making it 4-2 when a shot by Ethan Elias from the right point deflected, came across the slot and found Max Nagel in the left wing circle. He lifted the puck into an open side, and the Capitals from that point on up by at least a pair. The Hawks did turn aside two third-period Madison power plays, the first of those starting with about 11 and a half minutes left to go in regulation, and the next one with just under 9 minutes left to go. They lifted Calvin Vachon, about 3.5 minutes remaining. Couldn't really get a lot generated. The Capitals missed the open net a couple of times on long attempts that led to icing calls, but eventually they did get a goal from about 170 feet away. The puck was along the left wing boards in the Madison zone, came off the wall to Andrew Kuzma, who turned and lifted it down the ice and into the open net at 18:49 of the third period. An unassisted empty net goal for Kuzma to complete his hat trick and make the final 5-2. Hawks had two early power plays. They did not score, and after that, they did not get another one the rest of the way. They finish 0-2 in the special teams situations. The Capitals scored on their first power play. That was the go-ahead goal that put Madison in front for the rest of the night, and even though they didn't convert in the third period, that was a big power play score that they got in the second. 1-for-3, and that helped to settle the issue. In the third period, Madison outshot Waterloo 14-6. For the game, it was 33 Capitals shots to 28 for Waterloo. Calvin Vachon takes the loss. He stopped 28 of 32. The empty netter was the 33rd Madison shot. The win to Patrick Berzinch. He stopped 26 of 28 to get it, and he played in all three games against the Blackhawks, so he has the 2-1 record identical to Madison's record in the series against Waterloo this season. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. DeWalt Power and Hand Tools can help you take on all of those tough jobs that you need to get done. For over 90 years, DeWalt Tools Guaranteed Tough, available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff there to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. Well, the first game in the state of Wisconsin for the Hawks this season did not go Waterloo's way. They've got one more chance, one more game on this side of the state line as they visit the Green Bay Gamblers to wrap up the weekend tomorrow night. And that game between the Hawks and Gamblers, like this one against the Capitals, the first one in a long time played on the home ice of the Wisconsin team.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.